Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to a special celebration for Bill Patterson of the International Black Summit. Welcome. We're here tonight to celebrate one of our newest ancestors of the International Black Summit. One of our great loved ones has moved on to his next experience, and we set aside this extra hour to celebrate, to honor, to rejoice in the transition of Mr. Bill Patterson. I'm one of your hosts for tonight's show. There will be many along with me. I'm Henrietta Byrd, and along with me is Glenn Greenwich. Glenn, how are you this evening?
I am wonderful and looking forward to celebrating this tribute. We've also got Lorraine Warren on the line. Lorraine?
Great. Lorraine, how are you?
Okay, she's...
Okay, she'll get in.
Yeah, we'll get it back to her.
Okay, great. We have a really great tribute set up for Bill this evening, and we do hope that you will spread the word, send emails, and let others know of the Summit family that we are doing a special celebration for Bill Patterson tonight. As always, as we see everything within the International Black Summit, we begin with our declaration. And this declaration tonight is being done by Glenn Greenwich, one of Bill's closest friends, who was one of the people who was actually with Bill this week as he transitioned. And so we take a moment and listen to the declaration of the International Black Summit.
Thank you. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within, among the silence, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. And let me know when Lorraine comes on. I was listening to the declaration and thinking about Bill, and when we talk about altering our conversation of who we are, and our conversation being one of power, self-generation, you know, I think about abundance, you know, unity, integrity, that's who Bill is. That's who Bill Patterson is. So tonight we celebrate, and we ask just for this show that everyone who calls in, if you would give your share and then allow someone else to move on. So we'll ask that you share your stories, and then what we'll have to do is click off so that someone else will be able to call in. Okay?
Yeah, we're actually going to free up the line. So after you share, we're going to disconnect you so that somebody else can come in, because we've got limited phone lines tonight, and we ask that you honor that so that the most people can get access as possible. If you are listening and planning not to share, then we also invite you to come in via the website, and that is blacksummit.org/talkshow, and that will bring you to the show online. We also have a chat room that's available, so we do have that as a possibility for you to share through the chat room. And the chat room has got several people in there already.
Okay, great. So we'll be keeping in touch with those in the chat room, you know, so you'll know all of the Summit family that's calling in tonight and the ones that are, you know, that are speaking online and in every possible way. So let's talk about Bill for a moment and just who he was as a family man. We know that Bill has been with the International Black Summit since 1991. So it's such an honor to think that for the last 19 years of his life in the body he was in, and this experience that he chose to share it with the International Black Summit family. And that's such a great honor to have spent those years with him. Bill has two daughters, Consuela and Maya, and of course, the phenomenal granddaughter that everybody knows how much he just loves his granddaughter. So he was surrounded by great women, young and adults as well. Bill is the youngest of, we think, seven children. And so as we sometimes describe him as a big baby teddy bear, he indeed was the baby of his family. And so as he shared his family with us, he also became such a great, great part of our Summit family. To start us off, if Meredith is on the line, is she on, Glenn?
Yeah, Meredith is on. Let me open up her mic. Go ahead, Meredith.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi. Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
It's funny how you said teddy bear, because when I heard when you told me that he was transitioning, I was like, oh my goodness, Bill, my teddy bear. You know, how we would lay all over each other and just hang out. And what I loved about him was his intellectualism, right? And every now and then it was like we'd be trying to break through that intellectual energy because we could see something beyond that. And boy, when it broke down, Bill would be swearing, oh, what I really want to say is blah, blah, blah. And oh, my gosh. And we'd all crack up. So I just, you know, I have such an interesting perspective on being here and not being here in the physical. And when I think of him, I know he's fine. I know he's moving on to, continuing his soul's journey. And I absolutely bless him for that.
Yeah.
And did you want me to sing?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could... if you would start us, you know, if you would start with breath and give us a little bit about that, just so everyone will know, the Summit body has been on a call every night since Tuesday, and we've been honoring Bill, and we've been crying together and laughing together and all of those things. But Meredith sings a song that I think really, really speaks to who Bill is to the Summit family.
Yeah, and Bill and I both came into the Summit in 1991, so we were like newbies at the same time. And I just stopped going a while ago, for those of you who don't know me.
Let me add this to it. And Meredith and Darlene from Pittsburgh, Oren and my and Bill were part of, we were the first, that was our first group together. So we really started as facilitators at the Oakland event, after the Oakland event, and they decided to train additional facilitators. We were in the first group of trainees to be trained to lead the International Black Summit, to facilitate the International Black Summit. And so we shared some tender, some not so tender moments together growing up in the conversation of the International Black Summit.
Oh, isn't that is so true.
Yeah. You put some tender moments and some not so tender moments.
Yeah,
that's
well,
right.
That's where the growth comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love singing this song because it's for those who have left their physical body, and it reminds us that it is only their physical body that has left, and their memories are with us, and their memories are in our minds, their memories are everywhere around, and in the people we meet, you know, we see, like in the Summit, his energy is just all in the Summit, is the Summit, and it'll remain there.
Yeah.
And one thing about many African cultures, they say that the person is actually not dead until the last person utters the person's name. And so thus they have the griots in Africa that in many countries in Africa that continue the stories. They just continue the stories on and on. So these people have lived hundreds of years because their names are continually being mentioned. And so thus, I'm sure we'll keep the name of Bill Patterson moving on and on and on as he continues his soul journey. So this song is Breaths, and it is actually a poem written by, have I forgotten his name? I think I have. And the poem was put to music by Ezi Barnwell, Sweet Honey and the Rock. And the name is Breaths. Okay. Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never, never left. The dead are not under the earth. They are in the rustling trees. They are in the moaning rocks. They are in the crying grass. They are in the groaning woods. The dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath. In the voice of the waters, those who have died have never, never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the wailing child. They are with us in the home. They are with us in this crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the waters. Ooh,
thank you.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We have let me quickly share. We've got a comment from the chat room, Catherine Thomas. Bill Patterson was such a wise and rich blessing to me, an entire facilitated body. Blessings to you, Bill, and on your journey to being a blessing to others.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you. It's just a little adjustment that they say we have to make, you know, when we think about going to the summit and or talking or not being able actually to physically pick up a phone and call Bill. I know Lorraine mentioned the other night that she said, I can't believe I'm not going to be able to pick up the phone in the middle of the night and call him, you know. And so we thank God for the adjustment that we have to make as our friends, our buddies move into their next experience, you know. Who else is in the chat room, Glenn?
We've got our fearless leader, Claire.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to go ahead and open up some of these mics and have people share so that we can recycle some of the folks.
Okay. And so if you could hold on to Meredith's mic because she's going to do something a little bit later.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
So
I'm going to open up area code 603-300. Is there anything that you'd like to share around Bill? How do you know Bill? Do you know Bill? Okay. I'm gonna ask that you listen to us via the website. Thank you. We've got 310-714.
Yes. It's
go ahead.
Acacia.
Hey, Acacia, how you doing?
Oh,
hey, Acacia.
I'm calling from Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh,
on my way to Atlanta in a couple of days. And just thank you guys for having the show for Bill. I've been on a couple of the phone calls this week. We were on last night, the night before, and I just wanted to share about when I first met Bill inside of the summit. And at that time, I knew Bill was a professor. And as people will share with you later, that Bill liked to mumble. So, you know, I was always asking, what did you say, Bill? What did you say? And as we talked, one of the things, I don't know if I asked him or if we did it in a group, but we actually said to Bill that we thought he should go and stand on a corner, just like, you know, new ministers, when they don't have a church, they'll go stand on the corner and preach through the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I'm going to say I suggested that he should do that, and then he would stop mumbling. I can't remember if he did it or not, but we, you know, we had conversation, and it just tickles me that, you know, Bill, the professor, would mumble, and that, you know, I was sharing with him, go stand on the corner and just, you know, shout out, because if you can be with people looking at you and saying, who are you, who told you to say that, then, you know, you'll be fully self-expressed, and, you know, I just love Bill. I love being his friend. I love having discussions with him. And, you know, I love being loved by him. Bill was a person who loved people. And if you got anywhere near him, you know, you got a piece of that love. And I also wanted just to say how important Youth at Risk was to him. He would share about that a lot, all of the time in the youth and the people that he met at Youth at Risk. And so, you know, he's not only touched our lives in the summit, but, you know, Youth at Risk and all the other places, you know, he walked. And I just thank his family for sharing, you know, Bill with us. And I'm going to move on out so some more people can come through. I may pop on again, but that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you. And education, before you go, so one of the things that I know about Bill is he usually didn't mumble unless he had negative stuff to say. because Bill was one of those intellectuals that felt as though you always are nice. You know, he's from old school.
Yeah.
And if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
And so he would mumble, because I know some of the things that he'd say under his breath is no, you know, and I can't say it over the air given the FCC rules, but it was not nice.
Oh, that's great. Shakesha, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Shakesha.
Okay.
And we've got, looks like we've got Lorraine on the line.
Okay.
Lorraine, go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you fine. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm glad I didn't say some other stuff. I thought I had to raise my hand.
So, Lorraine, how are you today?
I'm doing good, but I guess for the first day, I just realized that, you know, it's very painful to let go. You know what I mean?
Mm.
To lose a
friend. Yeah, it's kind of like a detachment. Is almost like being unplugged. You know, that's kind of how it feels sometimes, like you're unplugging from this other person or this other body. But if you, Lorraine, one of the things that I noticed is that when you feel that, you unplug from them physically, but you plug into them spiritually so that you can contact them, you can continue your communication with them at a spiritual level. So now when you talk to him, it'll almost be like a meditation. It'll be a real peaceful.
That's not exactly what I was talking about.
Okay.
It's just simply realizing that I won't be able to call Bill and just harass him anymore.
Oh, that.
That's
very different. Okay.
And that also that physical person isn't there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I really even though I messed with Bill, I mean, I had my fun with him, I really loved Bill. I really liked Bill. And I remember one time telling him, I said, Bill, you know what? You would be the kind of man I would want to marry, that I would want to spend my life with. And he was like, oh thank you. You know. But he has so many characteristics that I admire and that were just like easy and that just fit. He was easy to be with. Sometimes I didn't necessarily like what he had to say, or when I had my opinion about something, like I wrote on the thing, he would say, well, where did you get that from, and is that true? And he would just, like, I would have something that I thought profoundly about, and he would just pull the rug from out on it with all of the questions.
Challenge.
And then I would be like, you know. But then later on, I would have to think about what he said, and, you know, I didn't like it, but, he just always challenged you to think beyond where you thought you knew.
Yeah.
Think beyond knowing, I would say. So.
Yeah, Bill was definitely a thinker. He made you think. He questioned things. And not just you, but he questioned himself. He was always in the inquiry.
True.
You know, he was always... You know, looking at what's possible, what's available, who am I being, and what is it to be, you know, was one of his things that he would always engage me in specifically, and lots of us, not just me, but that he would have these conversations that would have you look at yourself. And you know, you talk about he would be the man to marry. You know, Bill, as a man to another man, I love Bill. You know, Bill was a lovable man. You know, he was.
So you would have married him too?
Well, you know, I mean.
He was a good companion and friend and everything. Yeah.
He had some qualities that you would want to have in your partner, clearly. You know, because he was strong. He was forthright. He was he had integrity. And then when he didn't, he let one out on himself. You know, it's like, you know, Glenn, that wasn't true. You know, or whatever. You know, like that. So, you know, so I mean, the guy to me just was a model citizen of the world. He exemplified human being, you know, and I emphasize the being part because it was about a human to human relationship. And one of the things that was that he couldn't understand, had trouble grasping, is why people would be nasty and mean and kill each other and do the things that people do. And, you know, it was something that he and I also shared, that it was hard for us to fathom that people would do that to each other, you know, given we're all on the planet, so we're all beings on this planet called Earth. So,
Well, I would like to just acknowledge Bill, because I felt like I could ask Bill to go anywhere, to do anything, to be with any kind of people, and he could do it, you know?
Yes, he could.
He was just, like you said, a global citizen, an all-around person. So I want to acknowledge, and I just ask people to chime in if there's something that I miss, all of the organizations that I knew of that Bill participated in. Of course, the International Black Summit, New York Youth at Risk. He also did Vipassana Meditation Center in Massachusetts. He went to several 10-day silent retreats. The National Black Theater in Harlem. He did the Tier Technology of Soul course before it was called that, like the original one. Landmark Education Corporation. He was very involved. He did that training and the forum. And Maladoma Somme. Ancestralization. He and myself and some other people, we were the part of the first one to happen, and in New York City. And he also, I think, became a part of the New York City Village, basically studying African spirituality and cosmology. And Bill was a world traveler. He loved to travel all over the world easily. He particularly liked going to Mexico. Music, he loved music. He loved to dance, and he was a good dancer. He loved art. He also loved African masks, which he had a collection of. He loved to cook, and I guess my favorite thing that I would hear about him cooking was greens, how he would mix collards and turnips and everything, and he would call me and tell me, oh, it smells so good, and it's so delicious, and I'm making cornbread, and I would be so mad. I'm like, but he would do that to tease me. I think Bill also enjoyed writing when he could, swimming, and he had a couple of swimming partners, reading. He loved to read, and he loved to distinguish things, and that is like things that people couldn't see or didn't know to bring them into clarity. And he just loved being with his family. And I personally experienced that after his granddaughter was born, all of those things were second. She was first. She is the apple of his eye, just absolutely, totally in love, his heart, his granddaughter. And when he talked about her, I've never even met his granddaughter, but he talked about her, my granddaughter. And I was like, I got it, you know? And so, you know, Bill just, and that's what Bill was. I was talking to Kathleen Morris, a youth at risk past staff person and employee, and she said that that Bill participated in life, and he totally participated in life. Even when he was starting to get ill, he still pushed himself, you know, to participate. And a lot of people didn't know the extent of, you know, what he was going through, but he still pushed himself to completely and totally participate. And I don't know if anyone knows any other activities or organizations he participated in. But
I could add a couple. He was a member of PEDEG, of African Descent Empowerment Group, and then when we went on hiatus and came back, he was a fundamental member. He and I worked on the research team when we created the investment partnership. So Bill and I teamed up with that and did that. He also spoke quite a few languages. He spoke, of course, English, French, and Spanish. And there were a couple other languages that he wouldn't admit to because he wasn't fully fluent. But, you know, he could dibble and dabble in a couple other outside of those as well.
And he spoke,
mumble.
That
language.
Mumble.
The mumble? Is that
mumble?
That mumble?
Yep. That's right. He spoke mumble very fluently.
Mumble. Well, Green, let's check the comments from the chat room.
Yes, and I wanted before I go there.
To add another one.
Yeah,
Bill also. Were you a part of that group of men who went to Brazil?
Absolutely.
Bill was a part of that. The men who went to Brazil every year. I tried to go, but they were like, no women allowed.
Bill Oren and I were the boys of Brazil, and
James Williams.
James Williams, Adan, Luther, Shimoda's husband, Luther. There were 18 of us.
18
so there,
men.
Oren, Frenchie, Willie. There were a bunch of us in that crew. So, And I also, matter of fact, and Bill and I also went to Cuba together. And we spent 2 weeks in Cuba, you know, which was fascinating to really see that. You know, he was always engaged in that whole cultural conversation. You know, what is it, you know, how do black people relate to other black people? I remember at the Brazil summit, probably about 4 o'clock in the morning. We were sitting after the end of the summit for that year, and we were just reflecting the great summit, a great summit event, and all of the translations and all of the things that were in the way of us communicating, but yet we still were able to communicate. And one of the things, you know, we're high up in a hotel in Bahia looking out into the lights of Brazil and just reveling in that we as black people have an opportunity to communicate through music, through drumming, and that the drumming is part of our DNA, you know, of our DNA ancestry, and that we're able to go anywhere in the world and connect and be able to connect because of that commonality. So that was something that was one of the revelations we had that night as we looked out into the beautiful town of Bahia.
Wow.
Question for you, are we going to be having the call tonight? Is there a call tonight?
Yes. Yeah, as soon as
the 10 o'clock call.
Yeah, we end this.
The 10 o'clock call. Are we having the 10 o'clock call tonight, Lauren?
Yeah, it's every night, 10 o'clock on that same conference number.
Let me give you the conference number. The conference number is 760-569-9000, and the access code is 919-086-pound, and that'll start at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. And that'll be a call to acknowledge and to share your Bill stories and to share your prayers for Bill and for his family.
Yes.
Anything else for you, Lorraine?
Not right now.
Okay, let me open up the mic. We've got a caller, 646-247. Go ahead, you're live on the air. Would you like to share something about Bill Patterson, a Bill story, acknowledgement, as such?
No, this is Ife. I'm just listening. I probably know him to see him, you know, being around.
Ife, hey, Ife, how you doing?
Hi, is this Ife National Black Theater?
Yeah.
It is.
Dang. Yeah. Years I ain't heard your voice. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I was part of the, you know, the National Black Theater group that she had, you know, thing. And I know that was a long time ago. I think I might know him if I saw a picture of him for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard about, you know, Lynn called me and told me about it yesterday. And then, I just tuned in tonight to, you know, to hear some more. So.
Yeah, is there a picture on Facebook, the Lana?
On Facebook.
So let me back up for a second. So one of the things, Bill was part of a group of blacks that were at Landmark that did the S training. So this is before the forum. The forum came out in 1984. So he was part of a group. Ade also was part of that group, and Alfreda, who is Barbara Ann Tears' sister, was part of that group, and they brought
Federica.
And Bill was instrumental in that group as in terms of bringing that to Harlem. So they actually brought the S train to Harlem, and some of the things. So Barbara Ann Tears got the sense of what that was, and developed her own body of work. Given that, so I think the Tear technology actually come out of that work.
If Barbara was on this call, Barbara was, you know, it may have been influenced by those things. But she was stood in her own shoes and was able to develop processes and distinctions based on her understanding of African spirituality, African culture, the different levels of Africanism, which I ain't going to talk
right,
about that,
Africanized,
but,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't S-oriented.
No,
he was influenced by many.
She certainly put her
even,
own spin on it.
But even involved with Eastern, she's even involved with Eastern religions and patterns, and she studied extensively.
But I know Ade and Bill and Frederica were instrumental in having that work in Harlem, and that was and so when you look at his commitment to having transformation be present in the Black community. He was doing that long before the International Black Summit, long before even PADEC, People of African Descent Empowerment Group, came around. And these are all offshoots of that same conversation. So, of course, Bill was a kindred spirit in that conversation and in having the fulfillment of transformation in our community.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. See, anything else in the chat room? All right, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to, let's go back. We've got about 18 minutes left. Do we want to go back to Ms. Spears? Are you still there?
Meredith?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Meredith.
Hey, Lorraine, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. One thing about Bill. Whenever I would say, and whenever I would tell him he was special, or anybody was special, he would get so mad. And then I'd look at him, I'd say, "You're special, Bill." And I'm not special. Nobody's special. He would get so mad. And I would just tease him. So, you know, he just warmed my heart all the time in so many ways. Okay, so you want me to sing now or?
Sure.
Okay.
I always want you to sing, Meredith.
Right, always.
here's one of the things. I was looking through my little album, and I was actually had some pictures from Jamaica, and I had some pictures of the choir.
Oh my God.
In Jamaica. That you so eloquently, you know, well, you did several choirs for us, actually.
Right.
But you know, I was very clear about your presence and your musical contribution to the summit, and especially to Sunday mornings. You know, as I flipped through the pages, my daughter was actually at that summit. And you know, it was good to reminisce. I saw pictures of Perry and Susan and Catherine and some of the folks that haven't been around in a bit. And, you know, we have a lovely family. And,
oh, yes.
And that whole thing that I was saying about the DNA, about the song and the drumming, and music is part of our DNA, and so, mm-hmm. and so for me, there's never enough song for us as a people, you know, because that brings us together. I'm clear.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a
major part. Yeah, major part of the summit. You know, that's the part that's always there, you know, like consistent is our music and how we celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's part of the process, healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Celebration, healing.
Mm-hmm.
Self-expression, love.
Well,
we want to hear your poem too, Lorraine. So don't get that ready too.
I was working today. I just got in from work, and I was like, oh, I just gotta sing for Bill. And so, so I was in the bathroom, right? And I just sang. I released as loud as I could possibly sing. I was on break, so nobody was on the train. I just sang it as loud as I could sing, and I said, "This is for you, Bill." So it was. I'm sure he heard somebody bellowing something out.
Okay.
So, now, do you want me to sing the whole verse or just the chorus?
Oh, just the whole thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm getting ready to say. I want you to look inside.
Now, I'm confused. Sing all of it. All of it.
Okay, well, we know
the Spirit has spoken.
This is, of course, for everyone. Everyone listening and absolutely, definitely in remembrance of Bill forever. And love of Bill. And just his spirit carrying on its good works through all of us and through his family and love for his family and support for his family. And in these times with family, it can be so very difficult. It appears to be very difficult without the loved one, our close ones. And so this is the song that can possibly hold them up as they move through the journey of releasing and loving Bill continually and at the same time releasing him. I release and I let go. Ricky Byers. There was a time in my life. Yes, it was. But I had to do it all for myself. Didn't know the grace of God is sufficient. Didn't know the love of God is at hand. Now I can say, if you are discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day, you got to let it go, let it go. Let it all go. And this is what you have to say. I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife, no, no. With my faith, I see the light. I am free. Free in the Spirit, yes, I'm only here for God. Yes, I'm only here for God. Yes, I'm only here for God. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Miranda.
Pleasure.
Beautiful.
We've got another caller, 919-518. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Thomas Shelton.
Hi.
Wow.
Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Hey.
Hey,
Tom.
Hey, y'all.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just got on the call and just listening.
Okay. You have a Bill story or a Bill share or a prayer or anything?
I just remember Bill and I were very intimate in a conversation in Memphis. I don't know what year it was. I know that we were there, and we were at the, I think we were at the Peabody Hotel for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rooming with Bill, and I just remember that. It came to mind. And I went to Facebook and saw the number, so I wanted to call in and just be a part of this. I'll miss it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lorraine, you ready with your poem?
Sure.
Please.
To my Bill Patterson. To our Bill Patterson. Because of your generosity, because of your kindness, because of your depth, because of your caring and loving spirit, because of your brilliant mind, because of your ability to cause others to laugh, because of your ability to laugh and cry in the presence of others, because of your thoughtfulness, because of your courage to question the status quo or any concept of knowing, because of your steadfastness in the face of any challenge, be it physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, because of your character and bigness of a man amongst men, because you loved your ancestors, your wife, your daughters, your grandchild, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your community and your world with such respect and dignity and grace. Bill, we love you just because.
Very nice. Very nice.
Really nice, Lorraine. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
We've got another caller. 347-325, I believe that's Jerry. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
How you doing, brothers and sisters? This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing? Listen, I just want to join the show, and I just want to send out my condolences to Bill and the family. And I'm learning a lot. Every little I'm learning, I'm just learning. And it brings a greater perspective that we need to love each other as African descent. And I will hear from y'all later. Y'all keep up the good work.
Wait a minute. Where do you know Bill from? Jerry, because I know your voice. I'm trying to figure out if I got the right person.
Easy, Lorraine. Easy, Lorraine. Now, no stop now.
Wait, Lorraine.
Wait a minute.
Lorraine, this is the call later on. Okay?
I'm curious. No. Is that this Jerry or Gary?
Jerry.
Oh, okay. And did you know Bill from Youth at Risk, or where did you know Bill from?
No, I just heard from him. That's it.
He's one of the talk show hosts, so he's heard us talk about Bill and
And so Jerry, meet Lorraine.
Your voice sounds very familiar. I've heard that voice before.
If you listen to the talk show, you hear him every week.
Okay, maybe that's where.
Yeah, he's on every week with us. Yeah. So we have about 6 minutes. 6 minutes left, Glenn, until we move into a regular scheduled show for the International Black Summit Talk Radio. So is there anybody else online or in the chat room who would like to share?
I'm actually going to free up one of the lines now. Jerry, we're going to catch you at the next show, okay?
No problem, brother.
All right. Okay, we do have one line available now for anybody to call in. The number is 646-716-9827. We've got about 5 minutes remaining. We also want to let folks know that there is a Facebook to celebrate Bill. It's actually a tribute to Bill Patterson, and how you can get to it is let me read the link from Lennar. It's www.facebook.com/celebrate Bill. So that's how you can get to it. You can also do a search for tribute to Bill Patterson. So that's another way to get to it. But the way Lennar gave it to it is the easiest and quickest way to get to it. And you can share what you'd like to. Also, we've got the call tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 760-569-9000. Access code 919-086-POUND. Okay, and we've got another caller on the line. We've got 773-510. Just give us a second, and I'll tell you when you're live.
Yeah, and it might be our guest for the show, Glenn, for the next show.
Oh, sure, okay.
It might be our guest.
Oh, okay, that's the Chicago area code?
Yeah, the 773 is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me, here we go, here's the mic. 773-510, you're live on the air. This is a tribute to Bill Patterson.
This is James Gilmore. I didn't know I was a guest for the next show.
Well, you are now.
Hey.
Hey, James.
It's very auspicious. Your tribute to Bill. Go ahead.
Yes. It's very auspicious that when I clicked on, I saw the link from Lennar. I clicked on, and as I clicked on, Meredith was just getting ready to sing I Release and I Let Go.
Okay.
And that kind of like bring me back to when I first met Bill, which was at the New Orleans International Black Summit. And, you know, it was a great experience. And I was like so enrolled with Bill Patterson and Lennar and Meredith singing I Release and Let Go with everybody in a circle holding hands. And then when I got ready to leave that Sunday, I was saying goodbye to various people. And I came to Bill, and we were, you know, embracing, and you know, I normally have a lot of words, and all I could do was hug him and cry.
Mm.
And you know, then when I would go back home to Tulsa, and people would say, "Well, how was the summit?" And then I say, "Well, when I got ready to leave, I was hugging this guy named Bill Patterson, and I just started crying, and then I started crying again in front of my friends in Tulsa." So it's like for years and years, so Bill, you know, had a big part of my summit experience. And as I was a member of the Commandos, Willa Lennar, Bill was a member of the Commandos that year. So I got a chance to participate with him on the weekly calls. And then as a facilitator, when I would come to the quarterly meetings, you know, I would connect with Bill. He was just always, you know, very encouraging, very positive, and just very supportive of me. And I, you know, I'm going to miss him. And, you know, he definitely represent the summit along with the rest of you to me, which was like one of the greatest experiences that I've ever had in my life was being participating for 2 years with the summit. So, Bill, we love you, and thank you for having the profound impact on my life.
Yes.
Yeah. You're very welcome. Yeah. Bill. It was just that. We've got about 30 seconds, so I want to let you know that we are going to have our regularly scheduled show, Wellness and Wellbeing, and I'm actually going to extend and let, if you call back in, we'll also honor any tributes to Bill Patterson as well. We'll have our regularly scheduled show on wellness and well-being, and we can actually talk about taking care of yourself spiritually and mentally, because that's also part of who we are as a people and the International Black Summit. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Glenn Greenwich, and we're going to be signing out for right now, and if you call back in, we'll have another splendid hour for you.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for joining Meredith and everyone.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Call back and join us. Same number.
Okay, we'll do. Peace.
Okay.
All right. Peace out.
We love you, Bill.
Call back in as a host.